Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Mike McMullen, president of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber has been around since 1924, so we've lived through the roaring 20s, the Great Depression, World War II, a lot of other wars, a lot of other downturns, and we're living through COVID and we're getting through it. We thought it was on the other side of us, but it looks like it's coming back a little bit here. So there's never been a better time than now to support local businesses. And that's what we're all about. And that's what I'm asking you all to make a commitment to support local businesses by going to our website, carrollcountychamber.org. And you can find about 650 local businesses. So keep your money local, shop local and eat local. We've got some amazing restaurants in this area. And is my norm, I like to bring one of our members on and talk a little bit about what he or she is doing with their business. So I'm very happy today to have Miss Rosa Wolford with me, who is the owner of, have you been there yet, anyone? Mr. Jack's Peruvian Chicken in Eldersburg. Rosa, good morning.
Good morning, and how are you?
Good, it's great to have you on the show.
Thank you, it's great to be here.
So first off, you guys are located right around the intersection of Liberty Road and Sykesville Road, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, if anybody, I mean, it's not the, I swung by there this past week and I got some awesome food, but if people haven't been there for the first time, it's a little tricky to find it, but not too bad. You guys are really in the same little strip mall as Pizza Hut, and you're down the way from BB&T Bank and not too far from Safeway and right across the street from Antwerpen Chevy, correct?
That's right.
Yep. So once you find there, people are always going to want to come back. So you joined the chamber in like June of this year. And when did you open up your restaurant?
January 19 of this year.
Okay. So why would you open up a Peruvian rotisserie chicken restaurant? What was your motivation?
Well, it's my favorite food.
That's a good reason.
And in order to eat it, you know, I had to drive an hour or longer. So I decided to open it because it's my favorite food and it would be closer. And, you know, we don't really have a Peruvian chicken in Carroll County. And that's where we are, the first ones and the only ones so far.
So what makes it Peruvian? I mean, I guess it's the kind of spices that you would use, right? What's the difference between normal chicken and what you guys make?
Well, we use over 15 spices in our chicken, and then we marinate it overnight. So everything we serve, all the rotisserie chicken is seasoned and marinated at least one night. Sometimes it's a little longer, you know, depends on the sales. So the longer it's marinated, the more delicious it is, of course.
Well, and I can vouch for that. I mean, I knew I was going to have you on the show and I hadn't been by there yet. So I wanted to go by and taste the food. And I got your, I think the thing that folks might not understand is when they hear that there's a restaurant that's a Peruvian rotisserie chicken restaurant, they might think that's pretty much all that you serve, maybe with some rice or something like that on the side, but that's not the case with you. I mean, when I went in there, I mean, number one, you've got an amazing place. I really like it. You had some nice Latin music playing, made me feel like when I was in Cuba, actually. And you've got a menu that is unbelievably diverse. I ordered your whole chicken with a couple of sides for dinner, and I brought that home, and that was amazing. But for the lunch right then and there, I got your three tacos chicken, and that was awesome. That was awesome. So you guys have a lot of stuff on that actual menu of yours, right?
Yes. So we kind of mix it up a little. We have a lot of authentic food that includes, you know, steak, shrimp, fish. But we also have, you know, some of your most known and typical American food, to say it some way. You know, there's some other very big brand names out there that sell a lot of food that people likes, you know, burritos, bowls. So that's what we have also, but with our own season. And then we have, you know, your typical cheesesteak, which, by the way,
People get, we have really, really good comments on our cheesesteaks. And then we have a lot of authentic food, you know, which is called these specialties, whether it's from the land or from the sea. And then we have desserts, and we even have our authentic soda from Peru, you know. So it's a lot of things. We have over 50 items.
Wow.
And the reason that it's mix and match is because, you know, I am married to a Caucasian person. And so he has some input into it, of course, which makes sense, you know, for the area that we're in.
Sure. Well, yeah, I mean, I was looking at your menu, and you've got all those authentic dishes that I guess you'd get in like Peru or any place down there. But and it's, you've got quite a few of them. I mean, I'm looking at the menu right now, and you've got stir fries, and you've got chicken and steak, and everything looks like it's lovingly made. I mean, it's not like stuff was all sitting in a big bin when I got there. You know, they were making it as they went. What are a couple of the things? I know you mentioned the actual cheesesteak, but what are a couple of the things that folks seem to really, really like and order a lot of?
Well, some people, you know, they say, yeah, I've been here, but I would like to try something else. I said, well, you know, our rotisserie chicken is pretty awesome, but if you want to try something authentic, definitely you can't go wrong with number 27, which is the pollo or lomo saltado, which is a chicken or steak stir fry. And that's something that we got from when we were slaves. And that's how we learned to make this dish. And it's my child's favorite.
Really?
And I'm not even going to lie. Yes.
Well, I will get that the next time that I go to your place. And it needs to be soon. What are your normal hours? We should talk about that now and then again at the end of the show. What are your normal hours?
So we're open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 9. And then on Sundays, 12 to 8.
Okay. So Monday through Saturday. So you're open every day of the week.
Yes, sir, we are.
Well, that's really impressive. There's a lot of places that are not open on Mondays. All right, so now if you just joined us on the show, I'm talking to Miss Rosa Wolford, the owner of Mr. Jack's Peruvian Chicken, located at 1330 Liberty Road in Suite A. Really, it's right across the way from Antwerp and Chevy in Eldersburg. And Rosa is the owner. And do you cook some of the food yourself, or have you trained others to do it, Rosa?
I train others now. I was there at the beginning when we opened, you know, 24/7 every day. But we got some good people there now, and hopefully, you know, you guys enjoy as much as that we do. It's just pretty much homemade. Other than the chicken, everything, you know, we make from scratch, and everything is fresh. So,
well, and you know, I think it's important for folks to understand this, because you're not some large chain. This is a restaurant that you had a passion to open, and you have, and you're out there, and it's up to people now to come find you and taste the food. And I guarantee once they taste it, they're going to want to come back. I mean, I'm looking at the chicken selections that you've got, and with your Peruvian chicken, you can get a quarter chicken in two sides, a quarter chicken white in two sides, a half chicken in two sides, a half chicken white in two sides, a whole chicken, no sides, a whole chicken and two sides, and a whole chicken white and two sides. So there is all types of sizes of the same dish that you can get. And your sides, I mean, this is really amazing, the type of sides that you have there. You've got fried sweet potatoes, cornbread, coleslaw, Brussels sprouts, which we had, those are amazing. Cheesy potatoes, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, fried plantains, French fries, chaffa rice, is that how you say it?
Yep.
Rice, house salad, green beans, black beans, fried yucca. And that, I mean, that's just your sides. I mean, people need to understand. I'm saying I was extremely surprised by the different types of food that you had here. Honestly, when I thought, like, you know, chicken, I'm thinking like Royal Farms, right? You pull up, it's really decent. You get it out of the case, and that's pretty much all they have. That is absolutely in no way all that you have. Look at all these Latin dishes that you've got, right? Which on that list seem to really do well. You got like a burrito bowl, tacos, quesadillas.
People likes a lot that were burritos or bowls, and then the tacos. And then people definitely, we sell a lot of the fish tacos. People really like those. We get really good comments on that, on the fish tacos. People like them, thanks. And then our sandwiches also.
Oh, your sandwiches. This is unbelievable. I mean, you could come to your place a couple times a week and still not get everything eaten in 3 or 4 months. I mean, you've got so many different sandwiches. Aside from the cheesesteak, you've got pulled barbecue chicken, burgers, kielbasa. I mean, you've got tuna salad, egg salad, chicken and cheese. It's just, what a great, great selection. Let me ask you this a little bit about your typical customer, because I went there thinking I'd grab the food and just run with it, but I sat there and had lunch. You've got a very nice large area inside for people to come and eat, right?
Correct.
And you also have beer and wine, or at least you've got beer, right?
We have beer and wine and seltzers.
Okay.
So, you know, if you're ever hard working and you want to come and have some chicken and have a beer, there it is.
And it looked like there was an area outside where folks could sit as well, right?
Yeah, we also have outside a little area with an umbrella and a few tables.
Well, I think that you guys, even though it's maybe a spot that might be a little tricky to find at first, but you know, once you find it, it's easy to just swing in there. I think you're in a great place to help out a lot of people that work outside of Carroll, and they have to drive home down Route 32 because they're going right past your place. And can't they order in advance and stop and pick it up and bring it home for their family? Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
So they can do carry out. And you've also got, I think, delivery. Is that true for like an area that might be closer to you there?
Well, we have DoorDash. Okay. Yes.
Right. And you've got the ability, if somebody were having a company function, you could actually cater that, right?
Yes. We're actually having a catering coming up real soon for the Tremblant Giant. So we're really excited and grateful.
That's great. Well, I just hope that people take the time to come and discover you, because a small place like you, you need people to come out there and discover the place. And then, like I said, once they eat there, I think they will be back time and time again. So, Rosa, real fast, give me all your contact information again. If people want to find you, your website, maybe your phone number there, whatever information you want to give them.
Okay, well, our address is 1330 Liberty Road in Eldersburg. Just like you said, we are in the corners of 26 and 32. That's the best description. We're in the little shopping center right of 32. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Our phone number there is 443-609-6294. But if you have any questions, like some people sometimes do, like somebody asked us yesterday if we use MSG, we do not. Or some other questions about catering, anything, you can send us a message through the web or through Facebook. And, you know, I'm always answering as soon as I see the messages, usually.
Well, Rosa, thanks for being on the show. So this is Rosa, Mr. Jack's Peruvian Chicken. And I'm sorry, real fast, Mr. Jack, can you give me in like a half a minute, where did that name come from?
That's my grandfather. His name is Juan, or was. But my husband said that nobody can pronounce that. So we translated it.
Oh, that's cool.
That's all.
Well, yep. I'm assuming some of these actual recipes may have been his. So you learned well. Rosa, thank you so much for being on the show, okay?
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure being here.
All right. In case you just tuned in and missed the show, don't worry. It'll be up on our website probably tomorrow. I've been talking to Rosa Wolford, who's the owner of Mr. Jack's Peruvian Chicken in Eldersburg. This place is legitimate. Their food is fantastic. I will vouch for it. So go and check them out. You can find this show, all of our shows, all of our members, all of our information, our events and our trips. We're going to Ireland next year and Greece. You can come with us if you go to carrollcountychamber.org, or you can call us at 410-848-9050. If you happen to be strolling around beautiful downtown Westminster, maybe stopping off at Julia Nova's Italian Grocery to get one of his amazing hoagies. We're right next door at 9 East Main Street. So thank you so much for listening today to Something Special with Family or Friends, and God bless.